The ACLU brought the case against the Department of Corrections on behalf of a prisoner, Mark Andrews. He says he's been unjustly drugged with powerful psychotropic medication for most of the last 7 years, without due process or access to legal counsel. The department policy currently allows prisoners to be drugged against their will if they are gravely disabled or are in imminent risk for harming themselves or others. Daron Levine is a lawyer for the ACLU. He argued at the hearing that the policy infringes on rights protected by the state constitution.
Few things are more personal than someone's body, and arguably nothing is more personal than a person's mind. It's the locus of a person's identity, and it's a last refuge of freedom for people who are incarcerated.
Under department policy, prisoners have the right to hearings every 6 months with department staff, and they have the right to appeal the decision to a department committee. The ACLU argues that Andrews didn't have sufficient access to hearings or an appeal. Here's Justice Jennifer Henderson questioning Kimber Rogers, the attorney representing the Department of Corrections. Justice Henderson says the facts seem to suggest that the prisoner was denied the rights promised in the department's policy.
How do you respond to that?
Your Honor, I agree that there were definitely some problems in Mr. Andrews' hearings, but I don't think that that supports...
It seems like there were more than some problems. There were long periods of time where there were no hearings, for example.
Well, Your Honor, I would dispute that, actually.
The ACLU lawyer argued that there should be a hearing in a courtroom because the Department of Corrections staff may be biased to protect the institution over the person. But Rogers says a hearing inside prison is the best approach. When the Supreme Court issues a ruling, the decision could apply to the approximately 22 Alaska prisoners who are being forcibly drugged. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.